Hey, we understand you're living part-time in Chatham and part-time in New York. Is that it?
I would say it's more like 90-10 at this point.
Uh-huh.
And 90 meaning old Chatham.
Great. This is the place you are, and the other place is where you go to now. It's switched
right,
around.
This is where I aspire to be. The other I aspire to leave.
How long have you been in
not
the...
Not with animosity or, you know, it's just because I feel good up here.
How long have you been coming up here?
Off and on since the late 90s. In the 90s, I lived in Stattsburg in Dutchess County.
Uh-huh.
And then in 2005, my family bought some property in Columbia County and been coming up very regularly ever since then. But spent a lot of time in the Hudson Valley from 99 on because I fell in love with it. Although, you know, to make a living, had to move back to the city before I got to make the move back up here.
Well, we're excited to talk to you on several counts. First, because of your cookbook for our audience. It's called Eat With Your Hands. And when I mentioned it to someone, they said, oh, that must be an Indian cookbook. And I said, no, well, there's a picture of a well-chewed bone on the cover, so I think it has another focus.
It wasn't a beef bone, so, you know.
It was a chicken bone, wasn't it?
It's right. Yeah, it's actually a duck bone.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the other reason is that Zach's going to be opening a restaurant here in Hudson, and we might be able to get some information from you about that.
I'll tell you all I can.
So, and then you'll have to shoot us?
It'll already be out there. Shooting you, I guess, would be moot at that point.
Can you tell us what general type of restaurant it will be?
You know, the restaurant, just to give you a little background, is a collaboration between my wife, Jory MD, and our partner, Patrick Milling-Smith. Patrick bought the building, and Jory and I partnered with him to build the restaurant in the space. The idea behind it is to cook whatever we feel like cooking, to make it a place that is constantly changing, that's really an evolution. And the reason for that is I spent years, and I still am a majority partner in Fatty Crab and Fatty Q in New York and Brooklyn and St. John. And Fatty Crab and Fatty Q are wonderful restaurants that have sort of held to a theme to a greater or lesser extent, depending on the concept, and that is sort of Southeast Asian flavors and the philosophy that governs Southeast Asian food, the brightness of acidity, and I think that which should govern all food, you know, acid and sweetness and fattiness and chili heat and the bitter and salty, all those flavors coming together in a balanced manner. But the fatty restaurants really hold to the Southeast Asian pantry to, I'd say, a much greater extent than this restaurant will. And our interest is, and has been for a while, to do something that is more free-form, that's not governed by any particular ethnic cuisine or place or region.
You yourself did spend some time in Southeast Asia, is that correct?
Yes, you know, that's why I started the fatty restaurant. It's because I lived in Malaysia and cooked in Malaysia for a year, and I lived in Thailand off and on, all told. I think it was about 7-8 months, but it was over three different periods of time. So I spent a lot of time in the kitchens in Malaysia, predominantly as a cook, flipping roti bread, making beef rendang, slow cooking curries, eating with my hands in the back with all the cooks. Eating rice and dal, and you know, and really getting into the culture, cutting potpourri with fresh kaffir lime leaves and those types of things. So I really fell in love with the culture. I fell in love with the people, and I fell in love with the cuisine. So fatty was, you know, I guess my homage to that time in my life.
Well, I read someplace that you got death threats when you threatened to change the menu in those restaurants. So I can imagine being tired of cooking the same thing every night.
I did. I didn't take them seriously. You know, it was more like, I can't believe you do this. I'm going to kill you if you keep giving over return. You know, it's like, okay. There was somebody being really exuberant, but it was nonetheless, you know, it could be read as such. Yeah, it's funny. I think I opened my cookbook with, you know, I never wanted to cook the same thing twice, and that's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. That's always been the style by which I've sort of governed my cooking, and you know, and Jory and I, you know, have this constant need to push ourselves and to try new things. We're always, you know, cooking one thing and then thinking about how to improve on it or the way to do it differently the next time. Excuse me. And I think this is a great, you know, with our partnership with Patrick, it's a great opportunity to set the restaurant up in a way that will allow us to do it. And, you know, first and foremost, the reason is because we're in this incredible, fertile, verdant valley with great product. And we can, you know, we have our pick from, you know, hundreds, literally hundreds of farmers, large and small. And that's going to govern a lot of what we cook. The direction we take will be based on what's available. And, you know, we'll weave and sort of wind our way through what we create, you know, led by these farmers, led by the availability of product. And slowly, as in, like today, for instance, we're putting things away, you know, for what will inevitably be a late fall opening of the restaurant.
Late fall, okay.
Yeah.
And do we know its name yet?
You know, we don't know the name yet. We've been bandying things about, and we're not 100% sure. You know, it's funny because moments will go by, and I'm like, what's in a name? You know, it doesn't really matter. Let's just call it our restaurant. You know, and then at the same time, it came from having this place that was so branded called Fatty Crab. You know, it's such a, well, at least 7-8 years ago, certainly, such a shocking name, such something that's so off the wall. Fatty Crab, is it a seafood restaurant? I don't want anything fatty tonight, you know, and just all these misreadings, you know. So, you know, a name is important, and I think that we just, it sort of hasn't been a priority. More of a priority is determining the style of service and, you know, the philosophy behind the restaurant. A lot of it is, we're not setting it up with very rigorous systems. We're setting it up with a group. I was just sitting with our general manager at the table outside our place here. He's actually sitting nearby outside here in Old Chatham, and we've been preparing some peas from the garden with some Maine oysters, and we're making a mash, and we're going to ferment it in some wood barrels from the Tuttletown Distillery and put that away to sort of make I guess it could be called a piso, like a miso with peas and fish and oysters and a shellfish broth and a lot of salt, and we'll strain off and use like one would use a fish sauce, so it's sort of a local version of fish sauce. You know, and he's working, he's been peeling, you know, shucking peas and peeling garlic. And so is Jory, and I just shucked 100 oysters just now, and, you know, and we're throwing them all into this mash. And what we're doing is we're developing a family, and it's a family with a similar philosophy. And it's not about systems. So we're trying to create something that's where everybody's on the same page philosophically, and it's not that we're giving you a book. We hire you, we give you a book, and through that book you read it and explains our philosophy. We're trying to hire people earlier enough who have an understanding and can share that understanding with us. I got wordy, I'm sorry, but you know, it happens.
How many tables will be in the restaurant?
I don't know the table count, but the dining room we're looking to have about 36 to 40 seats, and in the bar room about 16 to 18.
For those of you who are familiar with Hudson, the restaurant is in the old Verdigris space, or former Verdigris space at South 3rd between Union and Warren. We're having a few technical difficulties here. Are you still there?
Yeah.
There you are. I think we'd better ask you about your cookbook. which you're going to be signing at the farmers market on Saturday.
That's right.
So tell us what the philosophy is behind the cookbook.
Well, the cookbook is about digging into life. It's called Eat With Your Hands, and yes, that came from the idea of eating with your hands in Malaysia, and there they say, you know, eating with a knife and fork is like having sex with utensils. They're, you know, the locals are adamant about eating with their hands, and to me, that's just a metaphor for really getting in up to your elbows, you know, getting into whatever it is that you do and going for it and sort of being unapologetic about it. And I think that a lot of the recipes hopefully convey that philosophy and that idea of, you know, it's not a bunch of overly sophisticated technique. It's solid, classic technique, but it's really, the recipes are about punching a lot of flavor into your food and doing so in a considered manner, but flavoring the food fully nonetheless.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the farmer's market and hope that the weather cooperates and that there will be lots of people there. It's a very nice market. I think you'll like it.
I hope so, too. I think that Jory's going to come and make a cocktail for the signing, too. So I think we might
great.
Have little brunch hour cocktails.
A lovely.
A cocktail and a signing. What could be better?
What could be better? Is there anything else you'd like to tell us while you're...
No, I think that you've asked some good questions. You know, really, we're just very excited to be up here. And I think we really both feel that we're at home. And we couldn't be happier to be doing something in the town of Hudson right now. It's such a wonderful town. And, you know, it's a special place that I think people are slowly starting to realize. And, you know, hopefully as it continues to develop and develops in a way that holds true to the aesthetics and the philosophy of the town.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.